Seeing the Jane Velez Mitchell team scoop Greta Van Susteren the other day and get a tour of Joran Vandersloot's prison made me smile a little bit. See, Greta, you don't have carte blanche when it comes to the Holloway story. Yes, you've done a lot of good work, but you've also pulled a few blunders in that case, in my opinion. However, never mind all that. That's just some petty jealousy on my part. Now, the Vandersloot prison, is it hell on earth, or is it a Copacabana for our young, what does Bo Deedle call him, psychopathic serial killer? I don't know if he's that, but it looks like he's able to watch TV and play poker with some other Looney Tune up there who is nicknamed Vandersloot Psycho, which is fitting. So, is it hell on earth? Well, I don't know, but it looks like the Aruban authorities are not wanting to get into this and say that they will send a team. Maybe it's just Dennis Jacobs, because he probably can only fit in one or two plane seats himself. So maybe they consider him a team over to Peru to interview Vandersloot, and Vandersloot can lie again and try and make a deal as far as the remains of Natalie Holloway. The Holloway family, Twitties, need to get some closure. They need to bring Natalie home, no doubt. But believing anything, I mean anything, that Joran Vandersloot says is like believing Greta is impartial when it comes to this case, or believing that the Aruban authorities will actually get a confession, or that Joran Vandersloot will be on Dancing in the Stars next week. Who knows what's really going to happen? What's really going to happen are two young, beautiful girls lost their lives, allegedly because of this Looney Tune, this serial killer, as Bo Deedle likes to call him. The media needs to stop following him around because he loves it. Let justice take its course and start focusing on some other stories now. That's just my opinion. Greta, was it okay I said that? I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.